this is not just an ag issue or a certain part of the state. This impacts each and every landowner, or I would go as far to say any Oklahoman. Even if you don't own land, if you're just renting or leasing, the cost of compliance of this potential regulation will be passed on. This is a far-reaching expansion of regulatory control.
So do you think we will have any chance of getting the rule stopped?
Certainly we will, and we've had successes in the past. There was a dust issue that we got over. Milk was declared a toxic substance. We were able to overcome that issue. A child labor thing was placed on us in agriculture, and we were able to overcome that. I believe the same thing will happen here, but again, it's a call to action. Members have to be talking to their elected officials, and they have to be making comments. That's the way the process works, and if we don't make comments, if we're not heard, then it'll be very easy to see we need to do this program.